Hey, Lawrence Scott here with this Warrior Sound history lesson because we've been thinking a lot about witnessing Stephen Curry hoisting the MVP trophy for the second consecutive season. And as Steph keeps winning MVPs, we keep hearing the name Maurice Podoloff. The trophy was named after Maurice Podoloff, yet the player on the trophy is not Maurice Podoloff. It's a player created by the sculptor Mark Mellon to resemble the NBA logo, an interpretation of Jerry West. So, who is Maurice Podoloff? A question a child might ask, but not a childish question. To get a better understanding, here's legendary sports broadcaster Doc Emmerich narrating a tribute to Podoloff.
A Ukrainian immigrant at age six, Podoloff and his family settled in New Haven, Connecticut. Together with his father Abraham and his brothers Nathan and Jacob, Maurice built the New Haven Arena in 1926 and created the New Haven Eagles hockey team as a charter member of the Canadian-American Hockey League. In 1936, the Can-Am League joined forces with the International League to form what would soon be known as the American Hockey League, and Podoloff was elected its first president. He brought stability to the AHL in difficult times during World War II and organized the first AHL All-Star Game as a wartime fundraiser. He also had a hand in modernizing the league through rule changes and innovations.
So he starts in hockey, which leads to basketball, as folks who ran arenas back in the 1940s looked to expand their businesses into basketball, resulting in the formation of the Basketball Association of America, where the Philadelphia Warriors began, before both the Warriors and Podoloff joined the newly created NBA after a merger with the National Basketball League at the end of the 40s.
Podoloff served as president of the AHL until 1952, including several years in which he also ran the NBA as its first president. He was enshrined into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 1974, and the Maurice Podoloff Trophy is awarded each year to the NBA's most valuable player.
And that is the story of the MVP trophy and the man it has been named after, Maurice Podoloff. Hope, determination, focus. These are all inspirational words. At Warrior Sound, we're inspired to bring you comprehensive 2016 NBA playoffs coverage. Extended Warrior Sound post-game programming is available in the iTunes Music Store and the Apple Podcast app, plus now the Google Play Music app on Android. So on the go, you can listen to our expanded Warrior Sound coverage. It's free to subscribe. Search Golden State Warriors for the latest. At the Sports Business Awards in New York City, the Warriors taking home two top honors, being named Sports Team of the Year for the second time in 3 years, while owner Joe Lacob was honored as the Sports Executive of the Year. On the scene at the event in Times Square, ESPN analyst Bruce Bowen. And we started with his take on Draymond Green's approach to playing standout defense.
Well, I love his IQ. I think a lot of it starts at the institution he graduated from or spent time at. The fact that Coach Izzo has always done a fantastic job of finding talent. And I'm really happy whenever a player gets an opportunity to really display their talents and not become pigeonholed into one category only. Draymond Green is what allows that team to go. As far as someone that can attack the basket and kind of run point guard sets for you at that size, at that position. It's funny how this game is always constantly changing for the better. We saw LeBron James go to the Miami Heat and they go to the finals, and it's a different type of team that went to the finals, a team that attacked from the outside without a dominant big man. We look at what Golden State has been able to do in a guard-oriented fashion, being able to win at the highest level and win decisively. So you add Draymond in the mix, he's a guy that understands exactly how to run a team, and it's because of that skill set. He is the guy that is willing to be the enforcer, but at the same time, he's a guy that is also a guy who sets up guys as far as being able to score and understands the pulse of the team, especially when it comes to the offensive end.
From the time that you got to know Steve Kerr, was it evident that he would be a general manager, maybe a president of a team one day? But the coaching thing really is such a great fit with his personality. What did you see in Coach Kerr when you saw him as a player?
Well, Steve was an interesting individual because he was so simple. And what I say, there's beauty in simplicity. And his knowledge of the game was off the charts. One of the best teammates I ever had because he was simple. And he kept it that way. You understood that he had a very good understanding of the game because of the guys that he had played under. You look at Phil Jackson, obviously, and playing one of the greatest competitors in the game in Michael Jordan, and having the respect of Michael Jordan to be able to take the last shot. It just speaks of the tireless worker he was at perfecting his craft of shooting the basketball. When he became a GM, it was interesting because it's still his way of having an impact on guys, because he is a guy that can talk to individuals, and next thing you know, they're ready to do whatever it is he's asking. It only seemed natural for him to go on into the coaching because of his great understanding of team, individual, understanding when to pat a guy on the back and understanding when to kind of push him. He's never been a yeller or anything like that, but he gets his point across. So to see him have the success that he's had, I'm really proud of the fact that I got to be a teammate of his.
Last thing here, we're at the Sports Business Awards. We love watching you on ESPN and getting to know you that way. What brings you here tonight?
Well, you know, I think it's a great opportunity to continue the prospect of learning different things. I am so out of place right now because this is not something that I grew up in, but to see so many of sports individuals that have had such an impact on this industry, I think it's fantastic, and I'm really just trying to soak it all up.
Same here. Thank you so much, Bruce.